Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I wanted to do something special for Christmas in July this year. So this is the second part of a Christmas podcast-a-palooza that I'm doing, where I've invited hosts of Christmas-themed podcasts to come on, talk about their podcast, what they do, why they do it, how they got involved in it, and just help share some Christmas spirit. Because if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously like Christmas and Christmas music, and there's probably other things about Christmas you enjoy as well. So I wanted you to meet some of the people who share our common interests. Today, I'm joined by Tim from the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, Art from A Cozy Christmas podcast, and Matt from North Pole Radio. Thanks, guys, for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I'm just going to kind of go around the room and ask you about your podcasts and what you do and why and that kind of stuff. Tim, let's start with you. How long have you been hosting your podcast?
What's a podcast? Just kidding. I'm just about to hit 7 years this year, actually, in a couple of weeks. July 25th, 2015 is when I started.
Well, happy anniversary almost.
Thank you.
What led you to, or drove you to start doing the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast?
I was a couple Christmases before that. I was working three jobs and still being a stand-up comedian during the holiday season. And I really felt like it passed me by. And I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, so apologies to people who have heard it before. But like, I really felt like I missed Christmas that year, and then I was constantly like, after Christmas was over, I was like, wait, no, I need more Christmas. I feel like I missed it all. And for some reason, that never clicked back off. We're like, okay, now I've had enough Christmas, and I'm ready to move on with my life. So then I was super into Christmas all the time. And I was like, I should pour this energy into something. And I already was doing some podcasting. So I'm like, I should just start a Christmas podcast. Cause at the time I didn't think there were very many, or if like I knew of one or two that existed. And one of them was just like playing Christmas music. I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that because I don't know how those rights work. And like, that sounds like that's somebody like that sounds like a specific person who knows more about music than I do. Like, I just wanted to talk about Christmas and just, you know, give it an excuse to research things about Christmas. And so that's how I started.
And for anybody who's not familiar with you and the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, like, there are people like that. But if there are,
sure, there are plenty.
what would you say your podcast is about?
Well, I've sort of ripped off the tagline of the Mousetalgia podcast, which was a podcast about Disney and all things. Anyway, so I now say it's about Christmas culture, Christmas traditions, Christmas media, and pretty much all things Christmas, seen through the lens of a stand-up comedian. So everything is flavored with at least a little bit of, I tried a little bit of humor, but you're also learning something.
Art, how about you? What would you tell people A Cozy Christmas podcast is about?
Well, I like to read and celebrate the stories of Christmas, especially the old ones in the public domain, because then I won't get sued from stealing.
That's important.
From creators. But no, I love and have always loved to read, and I've been a tremendous fan of Charles Dickens and the Christmas Carol and all that, and so I've just been a big Christmas fan my whole life. So what I try to do there is to celebrate, you know, his stories, but so many others as well. And I'll have guests on sometimes, and we'll talk about their stories of Christmas, whether they're actually a published author or just somebody who is a creative Christmas person. So I can include some of the podcasters and people like that will come on. And just really, I just follow wherever my interest takes me, that particular week or month. And this podcast came out of the pandemic, so at the time I was looking for something to help me relax and not be so stressed out by world events. And that's what I'm really hoping that this podcast does for people, is just to give them a time to settle down and unplug and hear some great stories about Christmas.
And you said it came out of the pandemic. So you've been at it for about 2 years, more or less?
Yeah, 2 years. This July will be my 2 year anniversary. Can't
Happy
remember
anniversary
exactly.
To you
it was
too.
About mid July. Oh, thank you. I was going to wait until September of 2020, but I was just getting too excited. So I just, like, I don't even care. I have one episode. I'm just going to put it out and start going. So it was right about Christmas and July time, and I thought that would be a good month to kick it off. So, but yeah, podcasting was something I'd always been interested in and had wanted to start one a couple years even before I did. But just either didn't have the time or, and I didn't have the knowledge, definitely. But just finding Christmas podcasts on, you know, like, this is amazing. This is like podcast just for me. This is great. So then getting to know some of you guys and then deciding I'm going to just take the plunge and try it out. So guys like Todd Killian were very helpful to me and helping me find the resources to get started. And it's been such a supportive community, and I've really appreciated it.
Yeah, it's been a terrific community. I was very surprised that there are so many who are Christmas weirdos like me, who just love all things Christmas, or at least one particular thing about the holidays that they're just crazy about enough so that they want to dedicate a podcast to talking about it and bringing other people on to talk about it. Matt, how long have you been doing North Pole Radio?
Yeah, North Pole Radio is only 24 episodes deep right now, actually. So very, very recently is the answer to that.
What led you to start North Pole Radio?
Well, I enjoy podcasting a lot. I have two other podcasts besides North Pole Radio. It's just something I enjoy doing. And since becoming a professional Santa, I've met all kinds of just very interesting people. There is an entire Santa Claus community, and I was like, I want to talk to these people. A lot of these people are very interesting. They're very creative. I want to talk to them. I want to capture their stories on audio for more people to hear and for more people that are interested in joining this community to hear and learn, and maybe even people outside of the community who will never be a professional Santa to go, oh, that's kind of a peek into that world, you know?
Has there been any episode or episodes that you've done so far that you'd say are among your favorite?
Boy, that's kind of hard to say, but I'll say one that kind of was different that I was really surprised by and really touched by was a guy came on. His name's Joey, and he is not a professional Santa. He is a Grinch and a Krampus, and I wanted to talk to him about performing Grinch and Krampus. And what it became about was he had had a very rough childhood with lots of unhappy Christmases, and had kind of learned to love Christmas later in life, and had taken that experience of having kind of a hard time as a child and turned it into these characters to kind of go, you know, kind of a teaching moment of like, yes, there's the cult understanding, you know, the cultural idea that, you know, Christmas is the most wonderful time of year. And for a lot of people it is, but also for a lot of people, it's a very hard time and they don't necessarily have those memories. And he's kind of going, you know, here's the Grinch who is kind of a grumpy guy. And here's the Krampus who's kind of a grumpy guy, but they both have kind of learned to celebrate Christmas and also learned that sometimes you're not going to be happy. And that's okay, because that's part of being a person, is that sometimes you're going to have negative feelings. And it's this whole wonderful thing that he took his experience and turned it into kind of teaching moments for kids he comes in contact with and adults he comes in contact with.
Very nice. That's cool. Tim, are there any particular episodes that you'd say are among your favorite?
I was just, we were just driving to my mom's house and my boys wanted to hear the episode where it was actually an amalgamation of all the, in 2020 during the lockdown, I decided to have my listeners send in audio. Basically, I wrote a Christmas movie that was a combination of Die Hard and a Hallmark Christmas movie, and it was called A Bomb for Christmas. And so there's one episode, like, and I release it like a chunk every at the end of every episode, and then I think it was either November or early December, like all the episodes together in one big movie. And my youngest asked to listen to that again. I think partially because I just think it turned out to be, I take no credit for it. It turned out to be super interesting. Thanks mostly to the performance of the listeners who brought a lot to it. And also my wife was the leading person, because basically I knew, I'm like, this person I'm going to have the most retakes of. Like, I'm going to have to be like, no, wait, can you say it this way? Can you say, and mm-hmm. I like, if she just lives in the house, that'll be easier. and so like, I think the boys are like, I get to hear mom be like this head, like this, you know, action star, essentially. I mean, for want of a better term. But I really enjoy it. Like, despite the fact that I wrote it, I feel like it's not mine. It's just something I get to experience and enjoy. And so that is, I recently reposted it because of that. I was like, man, I'm glad I was a part of this. Like, I don't know that I have the energy or I don't know if I have another one of those in me, but I would like to do something like that again. So that's probably one of my favorite. And like, one of the least things I ever expected to do when I started out, you know, doing some behind the scenes facts about Charlie Brown Christmas for my first episode. I didn't see like 5 years later, I'd be making my own, you know, Christmas radio movie, essentially.
Art, how about you? Have there been any particular episodes that you'd say are among your favorite?
Well, every single one is just top notch. So
yes. Good answer.
Bravo. Yes.
Nice.
But I really enjoyed the one where it was in Christmas of 2020, and I got to have Gerald Dickens on. He's the great great grandson of Charles Dickens, and he does one man performances of A Christmas Carol. And I'd been watching his performance. He one of the places he stops is Omaha, which is not too far from me, and so I knew of him, but I knew when I started a Christmas podcast, I'm like, I'm just going to shoot in the dark and, you know, just ask if he'd be willing to do that. And he was, finally we were able to get our schedule lined up, and I did a Zoom interview with him, and it was just, after that I was like, okay, I can die happy now. I can just shut this podcast down, and I will have accomplished everything I wanted to. it was really neat. But he's such a nice guy, very generous with his time, and just loves the work of Dickens, and not just because he's a family member, you know, and he talks about that in the interview, I think, just that he's such a good writer, you know, Dickens is, and the Christmas Carol is such a part of our Christmas culture now that it's got a tremendous story behind it. So that was a lot of fun to talk with him about Christmas Carol.
Has there been anything, any topic, any particular books or guests that you've wanted to have on or you've wanted to cover that you haven't been able to get around to yet, like a bucket list kind of thing?
That's a good question. Really, I mean, Gerald Dickens would have been on that list. And I don't know if I have anything off the top of my head, but because usually if I find a book or story of so far, I've found one that I've been able to reach out to the author and they've come right on. So most of them that I find are pretty anxious to get publicity for their work. But I think it would actually be, as I'm just thinking about this, it would be neat to get some of the writers on from different Christmas movies, like some of the Hallmark films or something, you know, because that's storytelling still. It's not just in book form, which is kind of my main focus, but I do occasionally branch out to what interests me. But yeah, getting a screenwriter in, I think that would be interesting.
I often think that with the Sounds of Christmas podcast, that it's expected, and mostly expected because I have set out and said that this podcast is about Christmas music and related things. But when it, what it really comes down to is that it's my podcast. And if there's something I want to talk about on it, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm sure you guys feel the same way, at least to a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go on political rants or anything like that, but you know, if yeah. it's, I talked about standards recently and it's not really related to Christmas, but it was something I wanted to talk about. Matt, is there anything that you kind of have as like a bucket list sort of thing for an episode?
I've got a few things in mind. I've met with someone that he originally said he was going to come on, and then I asked him to please send me his schedule, and you know, we could work something out, and I haven't heard back from him, and I reached back out to him. I kind of don't want to say who it is because I'm gonna end up I'll jinx it, but
yeah, that's fine.
Well, I'll just say it is WWE legend Mick Foley, who loves Christmas and has played Santa and did a whole documentary about Santa. And Mick, he did say he would come on, but he's a very busy person. I don't necessarily expect he'll be on, but we'll see how that turns out. I also have a couple authors of books that I like that have no social media presence whatsoever. I've looked for them on social media, and I'm going to have to like see if I can email the publisher and see if I can get some sort of contact information with them. Beyond that, I do have a couple, there is a Santa Claus Hall of Fame, and there are a few living Hall of Famers that I would like to have on my show. And I know I'll be able to have them on, but they're guys who have started charities. They're guys who have run Santa schools. They're guys that have been on TV and stuff like that. So
I was going to ask for a Santa Museum Hall of mm-hmm. Fame, how somebody can out Santa another Santa, but I guess charity is a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame generally is guys that have a lot of guys do start their own charities. I can't off the top of my head remember all the criteria to be nominated to be in the Hall of Fame. It's basically going above and beyond and being like really extra good to your community and stuff like that, that maybe not everybody, you know, has a chance to do or something like that, you know? So there's some quality start, you know, guys that start schools and stuff like that. So
Tim, has there been any topics or anything that you've wanted to cover that you haven't gotten around to yet?
Oh, I mean, there's definitely a lot of movies that I haven't gotten around to yet, just because like I could just spend the whole year talking about movies, and maybe I'll do that one year as a theme. But like, in terms of like, I wanted to talk to Weird Al because he's made several amusing Christmas songs, and I would like to talk to him about like,
it's Christmas at Ground Zero. Yep,
that's a classic. The night Santa went crazy. And I would argue Weasel Stomping Day, even though it's not actually Christmas, sounds enough like a Christmas song.
Oh, that is
worthy of discussion.
100%. Yeah. Yes.
I would love to talk to anybody from the Henson organization about their many, many forays the Muppets have taken into Christmas. And I would like, dream guest would be Frank Oz himself. I would love to talk to Frank. So Frank Oz, I know you're listening to this because I know you're a huge fan.
I had a guy on my podcast recently, my friend Chris. He told me the story of the day he ended up on the set of Muppet Family Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he wasn't there to act or anything. He basically knew a guy who knew a guy, and just he ended up there and like met Jim Henson in the hallway. He was just hanging out, going over the script in the hall and stuff like that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That was my first Muppetvember episode. And then I wanted to get Mariah Carey on the show, and I thought maybe when she was promoting her book, maybe I had a shot at it. And 2020, when everybody was trapped in their home, I thought maybe I had a shot at it. It's like, maybe she'll, I mean, she's bored anyway. Maybe she'll just hop on the podcast for a while. And I ended up interviewing Mariah Carey by splicing together other interviews that she had done and me interacting with them in an increasingly more obvious way that I was not, in fact, interviewing her. And then my absolute dream guest would be to get either John Williams and or Dick Van Dyke. I just think, I mean, John Williams, yeah, and Jen, like, you know, the Home Alone score, and like he's done other things that are Christmas related, but like I just, the man's career in general, like I just want to, basically I want to get him on the show and tell him how much I love him. And the same thing with Dick Van Dyke.
And
yeah, Dick, yeah, same.
Dick Van Dyke has a couple Christmas songs out there.
Yes, he has not a barbershop quartet, I don't think, but he has a acapella group called the Fantastics, and they have I have their album that has a couple Christmas songs on it. And also he's been in some Christmas movies and TV shows, and of course that classic episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show where it was an episode of the Alan Brady Show, but his glorious, all glorious. I would love to talk. I know none of these people will ever sit down with me, but in my dream world where all of a sudden people are like, you know what? I really want to talk to Tim Babb on his podcast. That's
you know, Tim, weird things do happen. I have on two occasions interviewed one of my favorite authors for my dumb little podcast. And he's like a New York Times bestseller. He's written tons of novels and everything like that. So anything could happen, you know.
That is cool. I mean, I did open for Weird Al once, but I don't have his number anymore. So.
Oh, well.
You know, so much of it is timing. I was in radio, traditional radio, for a long time, and I produced morning shows. And I knew somebody who knew somebody who got me connected to the Mannheim Steamroller Company. And they sponsored the Sounds of Christmas radio station when I went on the air. And sponsored me the first couple of years. And I couldn't imagine that happening because I'm nobody. And here's Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller. So if that could happen for me, Dick Van Dyke could be calling you. Absolutely. Without spoiling anything, Tim, do you have anything coming up that you'd like to tease?
Well, just I've been doing this thing all year called Recastmas, where we take a movie or a Christmas special and we decide... And I have the listeners recast it with if they would recast, they could, and it's not specific. Like you can recast it now, you could recast it in the time it was made, or you can pluck anybody out of the time stream, like your, Doctor Who would work, and just pluck it. So you could have like, you know, 40s era Bing Crosby with, you know, early 2000s George Clooney. I don't know why those two would be in a movie together, but whatever. Anyway, so we're doing that all year, and, I believe the one that's going to come out next is the Jim Carrey Grinch. I wanted to see who else would you put in Jim Carrey's shoes and the Jim Carrey Grinch, and then all the other Who's as well. And the listener anniversary special is coming up. So basically the listeners are going to decide what we talk about. So I'm still waiting to hear. I've gotten a couple ideas. We'll see how the entire episode takes shape. And I also have kind of a campaign that I want to try and kick off later in the year to try and get a specific song more radio play this Christmas and for Christmases going forward. So I'll leave that nebulous for now.
Okay. I'm dying to ask more questions, but I'll respect the nebulousness of it. One of the things that I really love about the Recastmas thing that you do is that there are no real parameters on it. It doesn't have to be a new cast. That's all available today. It can be from any time, because so many people will do things like, if they're going to reboot It's a Wonderful Life, who would you put in there today? And it's all today's people. But to be able to pick actors and actresses from the last 60, 70 years, whoever you want in there, makes it so much fun. I think it's just a great idea. It's one of my favorite things about your podcast. So,
oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Art, you have anything coming up in particular without spoiling anything that you want to tease?
Yeah, I suppose. I really should try to plan ahead more than I do, but yeah, you hear me. Yeah. but coming up in July, I'm just getting off of vacation and I'm already behind with what I wanted to put out, but I got a couple of things I'm excited about for July and the Christmas in July episodes. One is I have a, an original story written by a previous guest on the show. And it's anyway, she got permission to read it on my podcast. So I'm pretty excited about that. That's one of the things I've loved about this podcast is meeting new people and guests and things, and then kind of becoming friends with them, you know, just through email and texting and all that. And then it's weird, I guess, to call them friends when you've never met them or anything. I don't know. But anyway, so they're going to be reading a story that they wrote, and it's going to be published in a collection, I think probably sometime in the fall or winter. But she has permission to read it on our podcast. So I'm really excited about that. Cool. But so stay tuned for in the next couple of weeks, that one will be out. Cool. And I'll also be talking about my trip to Bronner's I took. So
I love Bronner's.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. It was really neat. And so now I'm drinking out of my Bronner's coffee cup here. So.
Matt, you have anything that, without spoiling anything, that you'd like to tease?
My Christmas in July special is coming up. That's got fellow Christmas podcasters Jerry D and CJ Belanger. And
he never goes on other people's podcasts.
I know, right? Jerry D is hard Who's to that? Get a hold of. That was a good get on my part. Yeah. He's almost as hard to get as Anthony. And then I have several Mrs. Claus episodes coming up. I reached out and I got a bunch of Mrs. Clauses that I interviewed, which was a lot of fun. And actually, I was just thinking about this today. I need to put out the word that I am also going to want to sit down and interview lots of non-white Santas. I want to get Santas of color and talk to them about that. So, but that won't be for quite a while. I've got recordings weeks and weeks out. So, but I'm just throwing out all my ideas that I have. I'm going to try and get some non-North American Santas too, if I can find any that speak English well enough that communication barrier won't be too much of a problem. So
what's the best way for people to find your podcast, Matt?
North Pole Radio is available everywhere. It's on, you know, Spotify, iTunes. It's not even iTunes anymore. Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. And I don't have any social media for it. Like I said, I have my own personal social media and social media for two other podcasts. So I didn't start any North Pole Radio social media.
Art, what's the best way for people to find a Cozy Christmas podcast?
Well, same thing. I'm on all the big podcasting platforms. You can just search for Cozy Christmas Podcast and I should be there. I've got a website as well. It's CozyChristmasPodcast.com. And basically you can listen to episodes there, and I've been trying to organize different pages. So if you want to search by story I read or search by guest, you can go to that page and click on a link if there's a person of interest there to you. But apparently that takes work and behind the scenes stuff, and I need to hire a secretary, I think. So
you need some elves.
Yeah, I need some elves to come and help me do the office work. Yeah.
Tim, what's the best way for people to find the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast?
The easiest way is directly to the website, can'twaitforchristmaspod.com. But we're also on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify and iHeartRadio and I a bajillion other things. It used to be one of the first, when you searched can't, we were one of the first podcasts to come up. But now there's other can'ts out there. So more people need to search for us and click on us, I guess. I don't know how that works. But on social media, on Twitter, we are at Christmas Pod, Instagram at Can't Wait for Christmas Pod, Facebook Can't Wait for Christmas Pod, and TikTok Can't Wait for Christmas Pod. So I did not keep my branding consistent to make it confusing for you, the consumer.
I should mention I'm on all of those social medias as well. Tim, I joined TikTok because you sent out an invitation to say, hey, anyone want to join me over here? And I thought, why not?
I also joined TikTok recently, but as Santa. So if anybody wants to see Santa doing TikTok, they can find Green Mountain Santa. I'm also Green Mountain Santa on Instagram and Green Mountain Santa on Facebook.
Excellent.
I saw Tim reach for his
phone. I'm getting it out right now.
Very nice.
I already follow one or two Santas already, so I'm ready to add another one.
Sweet.
Terrific, guys. Thanks so much for sharing your podcast and some Christmas spirit with us today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you for having us here.
Yeah, it's always fun to get together with other Christmas podcasters and just have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Thanks so much. And thank you so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas Station and podcast. Station is still on, by the way, so anytime you need a little musical Christmas spirit, just head on over to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. You can also find our app in the Google Play Store. And as far as the podcast goes, we're now on over 30 podcasting sites. So if you didn't find us on your favorite one today, just search for the Sounds of Christmas wherever you like to consume podcasts, and you will find our tree there. Then you can subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas station, the upcoming standard station, feel free to reach out to me on any one of those on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.